Okay, today's daf, daf chaf tet, and we were right in the middle of a question that we never completed. In order to complete the question, we had to first clarify a machlokas. We were trying to figure out how our Mishnah would work according to any of the three shitot that we discussed yesterday. Those three shitot are very important to remember. We had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Shimon, and we had Rabbi Yosef. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we had three psukim, and we learned out an Isser Chometz Dioraita before and after Pesach, as an Isser Lav, and an Isser Chometz Dioraita Isser Karet during Pesach Gufa. And we also had a Pesach, whatever the basis was, that Aser Bahana'ah, and that the din that we're referring to is also Aser Bahana'ah. According to the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chometz is never Aser Bahana'ah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, chometz is not osur lifnei zman and le'achar zman at all. Possibly in the Rabbanu, but not in the Oraita. Those were the three shitot we had. Now we'd like to know how our Mishnah fits in with any of these three shitot. The Mishnah says that a chometz shel nochrish over alav Pesach is mutar b'hana'ah, which clearly is telling us that, and it seems to be telling us, that there's an isra achila, there's just no isra hana'ah. It's also telling us that the chometz of a nochri during Pesach is certainly osir. It's only after Pesach that it's mutar b'hana'ah, but it was geosir b'hana'ah. V'shal Yisrael asur b'hana'ah, which is certainly not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili held even during Pesach it's mutar b'hana'ah, so he's out on the surface even. Shenemar lo yalach ha'sor, which we didn't understand. What does lo yalach ha'sor have to do with the mission? So today the Gemara is going to clarify why this mission doesn't work out according to anybody. Mani matznit. Rabbi Yehuda, chometz stomacher, ma'afilo d'nochri. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that there's any difference at all between a Jew's chometz or a goy's chometz before Pesach or after Pesach, right? Are we okay? We're on daf chof kesem and beis? Yeah. I didn't announce that today is chof tet. Sorry. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who makes no distinction about chometz lifnei zemano between a Yisrael and a Nochri, then why does the Mishnah say shel Nochri is mutar b'hana'ah? If it's Rabbi Shimon, he holds even as chometz of Yisrael is nami mishal kosher. He holds that there's no Yisrael li'achar zemano, and the Mishnah says chometz shel alav Pesach is asur. Vi Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that's for sure crazy. If you told Zman and Ami Misha Kashari Bahana'ah, the Mishnah says that Chimtzer Shal Yisrael is Osir Bahana'ah La'akra Pesach, and he holds Tamei'al Atzbacha, that Chomich is even Mutter Bahana'ah B'tocha Pesach. So the Mishnah can't possibly be according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. But who is it going according to? Omer of Akra Bar Yaakov, truth is that you made an assumption that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no difference between a Jew's Chomets and a Goy's Chomets. But that's not really true. Because we have, after all, shown that there's a tremendous nafkamina in terms of Bal Yera'eh and Bal Yimatzeh. So it's true that we never thought that there's a difference. Bal Yera'eh, Bal Yimatzeh, where it stresses Lecha, Havlat Aro'eh, Shalach Eirim. So over there, we said that if you have a Goy's Chometz in your Rishus, as long as you weren't a Mekabel Achrayut and it's not yours, it would be perfectly okay. For that matter, if you had Hegdish's Chometz in your Rishus, as long as there was no Kabbalat Achrayut, perfectly okay. Of course, it never occurred to us that by the same token, if we would apply the Din of Lecha to the Yisr of Achilat Chometz, that you'd be allowed to eat the Chometz of the Goy. That would be pretty cute. Of course, when it came to Hegdish, you'd have another problem of Me'ila, but assuming that we could apply the Lecha to all of the Yisurim of Chometz across the board, we'd have a very, very interesting situation in which you're only not allowed to eat Jewish Chometz. You should be allowed to eat non-Jewish Chometz. Certainly, Hana'ah, I mean, maybe the Talmud is a problem. I mean, wouldn't it be mine automatically if you put it into my mouth? I mean, okay, Tosis doesn't like to extend this all the way to Hana'ah, to Achila. He says, maybe it's just a discussion of Hana'ah. But Rashi says, Beferush, you could go and eat Goyesh HaChomis according to this. So if I'm Yolif Se'or the Achyomer of Yachabayach, really it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. You were assuming that the common distinction that we make between the Jews' Chomets and the Goyesh Chomets is limited to Ba'yeh Ba'yimatzeh. Actually, Yolif Se'or the Achyomer of Se'or the Re'iyah. Just like Se'or the Re'iyah, Ba'yeh Ba'yimatzeh, the Torah stresses לך חמץ, מיניק שלך היא אתה רואה, אבל אתה רואה של אחרים ושל גבוה. אף שעור די אכילה, so too. When it comes to defining what you're allowed to eat, היא שלך היא אתה רואה, אבל אתה אוכל של אחרים ושל גבוה. You'd be allowed to eat חמץ וגוי, or a carbon of a head dish, other than it's really ila. You'd be allowed to eat it during Pesach. And the truth is, now of course this still doesn't help us too much, because the Mishnah says that it's osur yachila after Pesach, not b'hana'a, which means it's definitely osur completely during Pesach, but this shouldn't be an osur at all. So how are you helping the Mishnah? The truth is the Mishnah is a little misleading according to this, because actually b'dinu divaylel misnafil b'achila namishar. First of all, it shouldn't have just stressed hana'a in the Mishnah. It should have said chomer shavel of a Pesach of a nochri is mutar completely. We're allowed to eat it, no problem. And furthermore, there's another misleading element which we'll talk about in a moment. But how come we talk about hana'a? Because I did the tana the Yisrael asur b'hana'a, tana nami nadochri mutar b'hana'a. Okay, I mean, we didn't want to get into, we would have had to make a distinction that Yisrael, that the chamter shal nochri is mutar b'achila, and chamter shal Yisrael is asur b'hana'a. So we just limited the discussion to hana'a, though I agree, it's a little bit confusing. But the truth is that b'dinu diboy l'misafil b'toch z'mano, I mean, what's even more confusing is that the way that I'm explaining it, says Rav Ach Bar Yaakov, Alibet Rabbi Yehuda should have said, Chometz of a goy is mutter ba'achila even during Pesach. And all that it says is, the chometz of a goy is mutter ba'hano only la'achra Pesach. Now it's true that it's something of a stretch to say that that boils down to the same thing. But since Lamaisa, we've been discussing what the din is of chometz of a goy Pesach, that was the main point of the Mishnah, I did a ton of Yisrael la'achra Pesach. Okay. Since the Yisrael was talking about Chometz Shavuot of a Pesach, we started talking about what's the din of a goy's Chometz about Achar Pesach. But the truth is, this was really a machlokes about Pesach Gufa, and the truth is, it was really a question about Achila, not only about Ano, but adding in those few minor tikkunim, it works out just fine. I'll leave it to review that. Can you ask that in English?
Could a Jew have a law of chometz of the goy? What does it mean?
What do you mean?
How can you have a law?
Why not? The guy is burning chometz and he cooks his hot dog over it.
How did you?
Oh, is that what it, Aviner? What's the problem? Achila is a problem. That Tosis asks your question when it comes to Achila. At what point does it, why doesn't it become yours? If you're eating it, but Hano, I mean, that's his answer. The meaning was only in terms of Hano, because then it would remain the goy's. Why not? He's burning his chametz, so you take your hot dog and you put it over his fire. What's wrong with that? What? Yeah, so what are you asking? So therefore what? So what's the problem?
Why should it be
what? Are you allowed to eat his chametz?
So
during Pesach? Yeah. Why not eat it? Well, what's wrong? Well, what do you mean? It's so terrible to eat it. It's not chametz atzer. You see, you're all full of prejudices. The truth is, it is mutter to eat his chametz. No? During Pesach. You would be allowed to eat, according to this approach in Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be allowed to eat a goy's chametz during Pesach. Right? That's what we're saying now. So what do you want? So, Lemanifsha, the achila bothers you so much, but the hanah seems obvious. What's the difference? Can you explain to me the emotional logic here? Because it's cool emotionally. Even emotionally, I don't understand. You're used to not eating chametz, and you're used to not being nene from chametz. So why, when the chametz was a goy, did you get all hot under the collar? What's wrong with being nene from a goy's chametz? And when I asked you, so what's wrong with eating a goy's chametz? Then you turn green. Well, why don't I say what the difference is? Exactly. So who's nene from chametz on Pesach?
The yarmulke's nene.
There we go. Okay. So the Gemara now is challenging all your presuppositions. And it's saying, who's to say, b'chlal alibet Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an isra of achila of chometz shukum? Rava Amar, Rava says, I don't know, it seems to me that the Mishnah works out better, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And except that when the Mishnah doesn't say that it's a Chiyuv D'oraisa. Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no Lav, may still agree that there's a Knatz. Knatz HaKonis. That Ein Hachinami, Chomer Shav Lav HaPesach is not a Nisa D'oraisa. Chomer Shav Lav HaPesach is a Drabon. What is it based on? It's based on a Knatz. Ho'il V'Avar Alea B'Bal Yera'eh. V'Bal Yimatzeh. So Memela, we assert the chometz of a Jew, mitam knasa, but there's obviously no mokum to make a knas on the chometz of an ocher. And therefore it makes a perfectly good sense. The truth is that, and this is how we pass it, chometz shel pesach is a drabbanan, not a d'oraisa. Nonetheless, even though normally, in order for a knas gezeirah to go into effect, somebody needs to have done an isur. Now, halacha of chometz shel pesach is not a standard knas. Because what it means is that the mechanism that they used to be konis is that the chiyuv of sreifa that was there lechatchila, the chiyuv of biur that was there lechatchila on the chometz remains on the chometz. So even though it didn't necessarily, the guy didn't know that he was old, it was a cotton. It was belonged to someone who wasn't there to be, whatever. On any case in which there's no mokum for knas, in this particular case, we remain with the issa that was there before. So even though it says oil the avarale, that's the tongue, but that's not necessarily the mechanism, once that mechanism is in place. Now, Bishlein of the Rava, if we which pasuk? There is no pasuk.
In the Mishnah says Shinam.
We're getting to that.
No, I'm saying
we're getting to the pasuk in the Mishnah right now in the Gemara. Bishlein of the Rava, Haine Diktani Shal Yisrael Asur Mishum Shinam Lo Yera. According to Rava, that we're going Aliba, the Rebbe Yehuda. So then, Aliba the Rebbe Shimon. So when it says Mishum Shinam Lo Yera, he's telling me the reason that it's Asur Bana. Why is it Asur Bana? Because since you were dead and you were over on Bal Yera, therefore, there's a knas to asur. But according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it has nothing to do with lo yirah. It has to do with lo yachel chametz. He's learning that it's going aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a separate iser lav, that is the third pasuk, that teaches us that there's an iser to eat chomet shavah lava pesach. Why didn't the Mishnah say mishum lo yachel chametz b'boile? That's what it should have written. Answers the Gemara, misavret asefa koi. What did you think? That the Mishnah is referring to why it's usher to eat chametz of Yisrael. Areshakoi, it's going back on the opening of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by saying, Chimtsosha Nochri, She'avar lava pesach mutar ba'ana'a. Comes along the Mishnah to explain why. Mishum Shenema, Lo Yera Elecha, Shelcha Yata Ro'er, Avalata Ro'er Shelacherim, Shel Gavoa. Ah, you'll say, but what does that have to do with the Yisra Achila? That's only the Yisra Ba'yer, Ba'yer Matzei. Correct. But Yalif Sor de Achila Misor de Ri'iyah. The Svara over here is indeed the way that Rav Acha bar Yaakov just explained the Gemara. That Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, we derive from the general halacha of the Lecha that said in terms of the big chumrah of chametz, of the Ba'yereh Ba'yematzeh, we learn that out to the Yisra Achila as well. So the Torah never answered Ba'achila chametz that doesn't belong to you. So we have two very, very different ways of learning the Mishnah. According to one pshat, Shenemar is a reason why something is usher. According to the other pshat, Shenemar is a reason why something is mutter. According to Rava, it's giving us a basis for an Isser Drabonon because of a knas, since you were over on Bal Yera'eh. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it's coming to tell me why it is that even though Rabbi Yehuda said there's an Isser Lav of Achilas Chametz, doesn't include, surprisingly, a Goyis Chametz, because, after all, just like it says Lo Yera'eh Lecha, so too, we can assume that when it says don't eat, it means don't eat shelcha. Unbelievable. It turns out the Mishnah is a very, very different thing than what we thought when we first read it. I mean, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it's drastically different. Because it's using, in both elements, it's being very loose with its words. It pretends to be talking about Lachra Pesach, but actually could have been talking about Betocha Pesach. It tends to be talking about Hanoh, but actually could have been talking about Achila. It's bringing a pasuk which doesn't apply to the Achila, it only applies to Bal Yerah. You're supposed to understand that the pasuk is meant to serve as a base for a derivation. Very, very different than it looks, according to both approaches.
There's certainly a difference in level between Bal Yerah and Bal Yachela, isn't there?
There certainly is. That's because we paskin like that. But if you don't paskin like it, then there certainly isn't.
Well, What is the honesty?
That's the way the old cookie crumbles.
What is the honesty?
That's what we're
fish.
Talking about.
What is the honesty? Is
there
any... Is it just a laugh?
Bal Yira'eh? Yeah. He doesn't eat it? Yeah. He's not chayef karet on the Bal Yira'eh. Yes. Okay. Amazing. Now, it says the Gemara, the truth is that Ozdele Ta'amayim, that these approaches over here, the difference between Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, are established in the shitas that they have, as we've seen in general, the Itma. What would be Rav Yehuda's opinion about the Afkila of Chomech Rav Pesach of a Goy? So Rava Amar Loket. Rava indeed holds that according to Rav Yehuda, the law would apply even to a chometz of a goy, because after all, the lecha was only said in terms of Bal Yira'eh, Bal Yimatzeh, which is why he cannot accept an explanation of our Mishnah that we should make this artificial distinction between a goy and a Jew's chometz when it comes to achila. Whereas Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loket. He holds that I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. We learn out, in fact, the din of achila from the din of Bal Yira'eh, Bal Yimatzeh. And therefore, there's no chiyuv of malchus. Rav Amar Lokel Lo Yelef Rabbi Yehuda Sardei after the Misar Deriyah. Rav holds, as we do, that we don't derive Isra achila and say that an Isra achila is also mutter when it comes to a goy's chometz. Whereas Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Eino Lokel. He holds that even though Rabbi Yehuda has a lav for Chomet Shavalava Pesach, it's no different than the Lava Bal Yira'eh Bal Yimatzeh, and Yolid Sor the Achila, Misa Or the Re'iyah. Now the truth is, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's opinion doesn't stand, even to himself. He obviously had Charota from this opinion. Hodabe Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Miahi. We know that he had Charota from that opinion, because we had a whole story with how to understand the following brayta, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov comes up with an explanation that stands in contradistinction to how he himself had understood our Mishnah. It's clearly changed his mind. To Tanya, it says in this brayta that we need to understand, it says the following. Now note that there should be no difference between the goyis from it and hegdishes from it. Because if we apply shalcha, then it's shalcha v'lo shal nokri, and shalcha v'lo shal gavola. So for all intents and purposes, we might as well have been talking about the chometz of a goy here. The only thing is, of course, since this is a description of a din in me'ila, and this is a brayta in a din of me'ila, so therefore, we're going to talk about the implications of chometz b'pesach of hegdish. Now, assuming that chometz shal hegdish is also a surba hana'ah, then if you would eat this chometz, you wouldn't be moel, l'chora. Because in order to be moel, it has to be worth something. If chometz of a hegdish is usur, it isn't worth anything. Now, is that strictly true? Suppose it's mutter to be pota hegdish to give it to a goy, or to feed it to a dog, then it would depend if there's a difference of achila or hana'ah. Or how about the following chesed? Suppose there were no isur on chometz shal hegdish sha'ovar alav ha'pesach, for other reasons, because there's no isur of chometz shal ha'pesach at all. And the gzeiran at the knas doesn't apply to hegdish. Then this chometz, although it currently isn't roy for hana'ah, but it's worth money, because I'm ready to buy it, because I can get money for it alav. So, exactly, futures. Of course, the question of futures money may be dependent in a Dabar HaGorim Lamama. It's something that now has no immediate value, but its entire value is because I can make money from it later. That might be dependent in Dabar HaGorim Lamama. There's a lot of interesting issues here that are involved. There's many ways that you can see the question of whether there would be a chiyuv of me'ila during Pesach, many issues that you could utilize to determine. In other words, even if you held that chometz shel hegdish was aser, you could hold that dovra garm l'mamon is okay. If you held that chometz shel hegdish aser b'achila, it's with rabbana, then there would be a question, but is it worth anything if I can't be poted l'achila l'klavim? So, okay, this is going to give us some fertile ground over here for interpretations, and because of that, we're going to catch Rav Acha Bar Yaakov in contradicting himself. That's how we're going to find out that he had chalot. So here it says, if you eat chomet shel hegdish b'moed, you're moel. The yesh omrim lo moel. Now, what we need to know is, who is the yesh omrim? Why would there be no me'ila? So, omrim yochanan, it's a nechunyim and akana. The reason that you're not moel is for yet another issue we didn't even think about. Would you be chayev me'ila if you did something that was mechayev you karet at the same time that you were moel? If in order to be moel, you would have had to be chayev misa. And we know this. Didn't come leben rabba we need. Over here, I'm being moel by being over on Issa Karet by eating chometz. So is there a din of kom leben rabbi minei on Karet? Rav Nechunya ben Arkana's overall approach throughout is that, in fact, there's a din of kom leben rabbi minei. Because he was oset yom ha-kippurim ki Shabbat tashlumim. Just like on Shabbat, someone who's mitchayev ben afshol, and at the same time incurs a monetary debt. So let's say he's b'chalol Shabbos by damaging another person, instead of lighting another person's exudes, and so on. So he would be potur min hatashlumin because of kabbalah din rabbi mineh. Same exact halacha would be true on Yom Kippur, even though there's no chiyuv of misa on Yom Kippur. It's a chiyuv of karet, and that's also mitchayev benafsho. Maybe not your physical goof, but benafsho literally, and therefore potur min hatashlumin. So there's no way to be chayev on eating chametz for meila, not because it's not real meila, but because there's no chiyuv of meila if there's kabbalah din rabbi. Of course, this raises the interesting question: does kabbalah din rabbi mineh pot you from a carbon? But what does that have to do with carbonus? What, you lose your kapara? And Tosis points out that the reason that there's no carbon me'ila is not because kam le'bin rabbi ne'patis you from carbonus. It's because the din of me'ila is a trifold din. There's a carbon, and there's the payment back, the monetary value, and then there's the chomesh, the Torah adds to it. We have a klal derived from the pasuk that if there's no tashlumin, there's no carbon. So since over there would be no tashlumin, because you can't start with the karen, because the karen is actual payment for the value that you took. If there were, if over here, for that you're not chayev, because that would be me'ila, I mean that would be karet, because it's chometz, then the me'ila, there's no karban me'ila. That's really the mechanism. Okay, but we're assuming, therefore, that you are chayev karet. And the only machloket, everybody agrees you're chayev karet for eating chometz on Pesach, even though it belongs to Hekdash. And the only question is, whether there's a kohen leib and a rabbi made a pati for me'ila. Fine. According to this approach, our brayta, it's nothing to do with this discussion about whether we apply, nobody's even thinking about applying shel chayat haro'eh, avalat haro'eh, shel hegdesh to the din of achila.
Okay.
Again, that would depend on what we just had in Machlokas with Bachar Bar Yaakov. Let's take a look. We're getting to it. Rabbi Yosef says the real issue over here may be something else completely. Assuming that there's an Isra Hanoah on the Chometz, everybody would have agreed that it's not worth anything. If it's not worth anything, then why would there be a fee of a Me'ila? You didn't take anything from Hegdash. The question over here is, we're going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Oh, that's the issue. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you're allowed to have Hanoah. So if you're allowed to have Hanoah, then assuming that I'm allowed to use Hegdash for dog food, then I could always sell this for dog food. In which case, now, yeah, I stole money from Hegdash. If I stole money from Hegdash, I'm chayav me'ila. Nobody else of any other issues that are involved. No problem. So that's the whole machlokas over here. We're going to leave the Rabbi Yosef Aglili. All chametz is mutar ba'anam in Yoraita. Therefore, the issue over here is whether the me'ila took place. Did I take money from Hegdash? So that, well, what's that dependent on? B'podin ad ha'kodashim lachim ha'meklavim kamiflaget. Am I allowed to use Hegdash for low-class usages like dog food? So if you hold if you hold that the chometz b'pesach is worth money, it's worth money because we're going to use it to feed to the dog during Pesach. But I can't do that if I hold ein podim. So the mele is no meila. Rav Acha bar Rava tana lo la shmeitz mishpeid Rav Yosef b'haylish. He says differently, not that the issue of yours we're going on leader of Yosef Aglili and Machlokas is whether Ponin is a Sakachim, but rather the Kuleyama ain't Ponin is a Sakachim Lachim and the Klavim, and we're going over here according to Rabbi Shimon indeed, not according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The question over here is whether Chomachav Alava Pesach is us. That's the question. So, Ba'akam Yifuyeh, the Davar Hagorim, a moment to moment, Damit. Since at this particular moment the chometz is aser b'hana, so if l'maisa you're talking about forcing me to pay and therefore bring a korban me'ila, what you're saying is that since it has a future value, so at this point this chometz represents money because it can be translated ultimately into money. That's called dover hagorem l'mama, but it's not a dover that has innate value at this particular moment. Something which has no inherent value is a machlokas, whether it's considered to be kamaman or not. So if you hold over agorim lamaman is kamaman, and that value is defined not by inherent value, but by translatable value, ultimate value, so then I'll have to pay. If I have to pay, I have to bring a korban me'ila. On the other hand, if you hold that dover agorim lamaman is lav kamaman, then there's no basis for the me'ila. So man, you have a machlokas over dover agorim lamaman kamaman, dummy. That was very good. Okay. So now we have three possible explanations. One explanation is, the machlokas is dependent in whether it is a karet, pates you from me'ila. That's a question of Yehold of Rav Nechuni ben Hakana, who also Yom HaKippurim to Shabbos, or not. The other machlokas is, it's going on Levit of Yosef Aglili, and the question is whether Ponin et HaKadashim Lachilan leklavim. The other approach is, it's definitely not going like Rabbi Yosef, but it's going like Rabbi Shimon. It's mutter liachra Pesach. Currently it's valueless, but is future value considered to be inherent worth? Third approach. So far nothing is really nogei arsu. The fourth approach is Rav Acha bar Yaakov's approach. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the way to understand the machlok is like this. The kule yamadav ragorim lamomen is kamamen damim. And lamaisa, if it was worth money after Pesach, then you would have to pay for it, because it's valuable. The question over here, is it worth money after Pesach? That's the question. So this is the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Mind you, Amar lo ma'al, he also like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even le'achra Pesach etzasar bano. So that means it has no inherent value, and it has no future value. So how can I pay for something that has no value? Memela, there's no mehila. Whereas the Mandi Amar holds Ma'al, holds like Rabbi Shimon that there's no history of Chometz Achra Pesach except as a Knas Rabbanan. The Knas Rabbanan does not apply to Hekesh. We're going to be Kainetz. Now, of course, this is mad because Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one who said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no history except on Chometz that is Shalcha. But Chometz that belongs to a Goy or that belongs to Hekesh is perfectly kosher. L'Achra Pesach. So now I understand. What do you mean? If you tell me everybody else Dovra Gram Lamamad is Kamaman, then even if I hold a Rabbi Yehuda, Liachra Pesach, it's going to be worth money because it's Hekdesh is Chometz. Rabbi Yehuda, I thought you yourself said Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda holds Liachra Pesach. There's no problem, even during Pesach, there's no problem of Chometz Shel Gavoa. Just like there's no problem of Chometz Shel Goy. Obviously, if that's Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, Ella, we have no choice but to say, Rav Acha bar Yaakov no longer stands by his extremely dramatic proclamation that you're allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. What's that? Yeah, okay, but it's a wonderful thing to come up. I mean, can you imagine the restaurants that are there? I mean, it's unbelievable. Special Pesach hechsherim for chametz. Yeah, that's a problem. You can't make any money off it. But I'm sure we'd figure out a way. You make the money off of the heksher itself, so the Jew has to pay for the heksher. But anyway, it doesn't work.
The relationship between the Jews and the Arabs used to be that most of the masses would give it to the Arabs to taste, but then the masses before Pesach. And after Pesach, the Arabs would bring tons of pizza, once they owned it, so the Jews would give them the masses before it.
Rav Ashi Amar? Rashi says, I have a fifth way of understanding it, which is very straightforward, and that is everybody may hold Ein Podim, Lachilan Klavim, everybody may hold Dovra Garm Lamam and Lav Kamam and Dami. And the question over here is Hegdash Mutter Bana'a or not? So, Hakam Aputta Rabbi Yosef Gliv Rabbanan can be flagged. Man di Omar Mo'al holds like Rabbi Yosef, and Man di Omar Lomo'al holds like the Rabbana. So in other words, the point over here is that the question is directly nogea the machlokas tanoim. Instead of saying everybody holds like Rabbi Yosef Halevi the way we did in the Rabbi Yosef's first explanation. So the reason is because even Toch Zmano, even during Pesach itself, it's mutar ba'ana'a. And therefore, what's the problem? You can burn it underneath the fire. Right? So if you were poda it for that purpose, there would be no problem. What about Ein Poydin Es HaKachim? If you're telling me everybody else Ein Poydin Es HaKachim, I feel the clubbing. So well, then it's not Mutter Bana, because that's what we assumed until now. So Tosfos says that if you're Goreset the way we're Goreset, that if everybody agrees Ein Poydin Es HaKachim, I feel the clubbing, we'll have to say, as opposed to what we've assumed until now, we'll have to say that Ein Poydin Es HaKachim, I feel the clubbing is literally the clubbing. In other words, only a mevuza use of Hegdash. But that uses of Hegdash other than Achila might still be very well known. Just the dafka, we don't give it to dogs. We know that the Torah is makbid on that issue of the problem. But you don't create that. First of all, that isn't really true. I mean, there are many limitations on pidyon Hegdash, but the question is whether we would do it if we allow such a pidyon. If it's not potable, it wouldn't matter. But that's what we'd have to say, that we've changed our mind. If the gears was the other way around, it'd make much more sense. Why should we introduce now a new issue and say we've changed our mind on what's there before? But that's the gears that we have, and Tosfos writes this in support. If you go, this is what we have to understand. Okay, now we get to a universal circuit. This is really hot stuff, as hot as you can get. All of the really exciting sugyas. If you're studying for smicha, it's even better. This is exactly what you'd want to have under your belt. So, Amar Rav, chometz bizmano bein bemino bein shalo bemino asur, shalo bizmano bemino asur, shalo bemino mutar. Okay, so just to get our terms straight, we have a different halacha of bittul of min bemino and min beino mino. Let's assume, take things the easy way, that min bemino is just a physical question. If this thing tastes the same way that the thing that it's bottled in, that's called min bemino. If it tastes differently, it's called min b'she'eino mino. But don't assume that that's necessarily the truth. But let's assume that for a moment. So what Rav seems to be saying over here is that chometz during Pesach cannot be bottled at all. Okay, why would that be? Isn't clear. Again, all of this is going to be explained in the Gemara. If it's shalom bizmano, so now what we're talking about, apparently chometz shalom over all of a Pesach, then it would be mutter when it's mixed. Now, of course, you haven't told me how much it's mixed. We have different types of mixing. We have a mixing of a mashal. We have a mixing of noisin tam. Of course, you can't taste a noisin tam if it's the minai, but then we would have a din of shishim, which is an equivalent of noisin tam, which maybe would be applied. So over here, Rav says, well, if it's shalom b'mino, I didn't tell you how much of it there is that it's mutter. Says the Gemara, well, what are we talking about? The mayaskina. Ilema b'notein tam. We have enough chometz over here that is detectable in this kedera, let's say. So then, shalom b'zmano, shalom b'mino mutar. Why would Rav say that if I can taste the chometz in the cholent, that it's okay? Why would it be okay? Oh, yoyif taima. Isn't there a taste? I thought we don't bit mevatel at ta'arovus where there's a taste. Ella, you're talking about that there's no taste. Okay, it's talking about b'mashal. So now let's try to understand it. Chometz bizmano, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, asur. Why would that be? Nobody holds that things are asur, only b'mashal. Ah, this you see is Rav l'shitato. What is a shita? The Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayo call isurim shebat Torah, b'mino, b'mashal, shelo b'mino, b'notin tam. That since Rav holds that anything, forget about chometz, any isur in the Torah, the slightest bit of it that falls into its own type, being as you'll never be able to be mavato the tam, because its tam is only strengthened by being with its own species, so it's always going to contribute to this mixture, therefore will never be vato. So that's what he holds by the chometz also. But Rav, when it came to chometz, went one step further. Why? Because Rav was gozer chometz bizmanu shalob amino, otumino. Rav said, look, chometz is really serious stuff. It's an iser karet that nobody's used to being bodil from. As we saw before, people always eat chometz all year round. Therefore, even though in other isurei karet, let's say, when we had chela, I didn't make it yuzera and say that it should never be bodil, whether it's benino or shaloba, you know, but when it comes to chometz, which is both an iser karet and something that is so matsui that I'm used to, he was gozer chometz bizmano shalo b'mino atumino. So his first gezerah that he did was to say, look, since b'mino would be aser b'mashu, let us aser even shalo b'mino with mashu. The next gezerah that he did was that shalo bizmano, he also said that shalo bizmano, his shita is that it's aser b'diraisa like Rabbi Yehuda. So shalo b'mino, he said it's aser. Why? Because it's mixed. It's mixed. But shalom b'mino, even though it's only a mashu, and a mashu should be bato, but there he was gozer, shalom b'mino, but shalom b'mino is mutar, because how far would he make his gzera? Shalom b'zmano, v'shalom b'mino, atumino kulei harlo gazrino. To make a two-step gzera, that to say that I hold a Rebbe Yehuda that it's osur, and therefore I'll be gozer a mashu, even though it's shalom b'mino, since it's shalom b'zmano and shalom b'mino, that much I won't be gozer, because since it's not a chiyuv karet, what are you going to say? That if after Pesach people will think that there's a bottle a mashu, they'll come to maybe think that it's bottle, and if they would come to think it's bottle a mashu, they'd only go over to Rabbanon anyway. So that would already be a two-stage gezera. I'm not going to go so far to make that gezera. Fine. So in other words, we now know Rav Shita is normally Surim. B'mino is also b'mashu, shalom b'mino is b'notin tam. Where it's chometz that is chiyuv karet, then he goes there even shalom b'mino Masha. Where it's chametz that is just a lav, then he holds his normal halacha. Shelo b'mino, it's b'no simtam. B'mino is potter. If it's, I mean, shelo b'mino, it's potter b'no simtam. B'mino, it's also as usual. That's by shita by anything. Shmuel says, chametz bizmano b'mino asur, shelo b'mino mutar. Shelo bizmano, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino mutar. Why is this? Chametz bizmano b'mino asur. That we know, Rav and Shmuel agree that all Yisurim Shabbatera, Rav, this is Shmuel Atayim, Rav and Shmuel Damar Tavar, call Yisurim Shabbatera B'mino Masurim, even B'mashu. Shalom B'mino is B'notin Tam. So you'll say, why doesn't he agree with Rav? Because Shalom B'mino Atamino Logosa. He does not make this Gezerah to say, we should be so machmer by Chometz more than anything else. Therefore, Chometz is like anything else. It's Batal if it's Shalom B'mino, it's not Batal if it is B'mino. And how about Shalom Bizmano? There, Shalom Bizmano. Bein Biminon, Bein Shalom Biminon, they're mutter. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon holds that Chometz Lachar Zmano is mutter, you'll say, but he's made it, that there's a Knas to Rabbanan, that the Gemara is going to ask later on. Why don't we ask it? Because of the Knas, B'Tarubas. But here we're assuming that since the Lachar is like Rabbi Shimon, there's no Isser in any Tarubas. So therefore, it's part of Bein Biminon, Bein Shalom B'mina. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Now, on the other hand, we have a very different halacha according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chometz Bizmano Bein B'mino Bein Shalom B'mino is Osir only B'notein Tam. So only if there's sufficient Chometz in there that it is noticeable in its taste, which B'mino would have to be measured by thinking of what would this be if I mixed it in another substance. And here, it's only also benotin tam in both cases. Shalom bizmano, it's completely mutter. Bein b'minon, bein shalom b'minon, there's no Easter at all. How do you explain that? So chometz bizmano, bein b'minon, bein shalom b'minon, benotin tam. This is Rabbi Yochanan the timing. The Rabbi Yochanan, v'rei shalokish tam, retavar kol isurin shabbat Torah, bein b'minon, bein shalom b'minon, benotin tam. Rabbi Yochanan, shita is there is no difference between me and b'minon, me bein b'minon. You always go according to the amount of material that would, that either is giving a taste, or would have been giving a noticeable taste had it been mixed with a different material similar to this, which we'll talk about later, but right now let's just keep it simple. And, therefore, there's no reason, I'm nothing to be gozerin, shalom bizmano, it's completely mutter, because you have the Rebbe Shimon, bein b'mino ben shalom b'mino mutarim to Rebbe Shimon. Comes along, rava and paskin zalocha, hilchata, chametz bizmano, bein b'mino ben shalom b'mino asr b'mashu, Kirav, indeed, we're very makpid on chametz because of its special status. To Asr, and even the slightest bit of chametz, that's according to Rav, who makes the gezera of mashahu atu v'shalobim atu b'mino. And shalobizmano, bein b'mino ben shalobimino muter, kerebishim. So there's no iser of chametz shalobim pesach b'tarovet. Okay? All right, there's much, much, much to discuss here. But once again, let's just briefly review the shitot so that we don't get confused. Let's ignore chometz for a moment. Generally speaking, we have two basic approaches. The approach of Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, the approach of Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish on the other hand. Rav and Shmuel's approach is that there's a difference between b'minah and shalom b'minah. Anything that is mixed b'minah is usr even b'masha. Anything that is shalom b'minah is determined according to giving taste. If it gives taste, it's usr. Does it give taste? It's mutter. According to Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish, there's no difference between b'minah and shalom b'minah. There is always measured, either we measure whether we taste it in this mixture, and give it to a guy and say, taste it. You don't taste it, then it's okay. Or, if it's b'mino and it's not detectable, then we would put it into a similar type of mixture. Again, this is all theory. These things boil down to shishim and shiurim and so on. But in theory, what we're doing is we're saying, put the chametz, instead of putting it into other chametz, I mean to other bread type things like masa, put it into a mixture of vegetables. Now see whether that amount of bread in vegetables is noticeable. If not, then it'll be bottled here as well. And that's min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, exactly the same. Those are two very simple, different approaches in Shita. When it comes to the question of chametz or pesach, it gets a little bit more complicated, but only because of two issues. One is chametz shavala v'pesach. Is there a knas on tarovet at all? Seems to be over here we're assuming that even if you hold it to us, in Rabbanan, we don't seem to worry about a tarovet, that even if it's tasteable, we don't worry about the tarovet. That's one complicating factor. The other complicating factor is whether, because of the chumrah of chametz, should we even ask or step up? The only one who holds that, and unfortunately we pass him like it, but the only one who holds that is Rav. Even Shmuel, who agrees with Rav generally about the difference between Mino and Mino, Mino, doesn't agree with him about taking things a step further when it comes to Pesach. But Rav Shita is, let's make Pesach more chomer. Chomer is Pesach more chomer than anything else, because it's a sukkarit, it should not bottominate. We'll see, of course, other issues that are involved. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, because it should be a davar she'eshlo matirin, according to Rabbi Shimon. Another question. Anyway, it wouldn't be bothered. Okay, all of these things we'll discuss later. You see, we have a very fruitful post about comment.
Taste of the sugya.
We'll talk about taste of the sugya. Okay. A little review would be in order before tomorrow stops, so that the shittot are clear in your mind. Money matnit. E Rabbi Yehuda Chomit stamak amar afilu de nochri. E Rabbi Shimon even Yisrael chomit is mutter le'achra pesach. E Rabbi Yosef Levi all chomit is mutter ba'na betocha pesach. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov le'olam Rabbi Yehuda. When Yolev saw the Achila, he saw the Riya. Ma saw the Riya shel Chaya Taroe. Aval Taroe shel Achirim shel Gavoa. Av saw the Achila shel Chaya Tochel. Aval Tochel shel Achirim v'shel Gavoa. Ubedinu di boire le mitzna afilu bachila nami shori. But, you know, I did a Tani Yisrael at Surbana. Tani nami did not be mutarbana. And, of course, the truth is di boire le mitzna afilu tozmanu mutarbana. But since we're talking about Yisrael le'achizmano, Tani nami did not be le'achizmano. Rova amal le'olam Rabbi Shimoni. And Rabbi Shimon is moda that there's a knas. Hova amal le'olam ba'al yira'et u'ba'al yimatzeh. And that's the basis of the knas. But Rav Acha by Yaakov, it should have said Mishum Lo Yeachel Chametz. Mi Sabbath Aseifakoi, Areishakoi, and why it's Mutter. Vachikoma Chametz Shel Nakri Shavala Vatesu Mutar Bana. Why Mishum Shenamar Lo Yeachelcha Shelcha Yatoru Avalatoru Shelachedim Shel Gavoa V'Yaliv Sode Achila Misor Deriya. Now actually, Rava and Rav Acha by Yaakov are asdul to Amay the Itma. Ha'ochel chomet shel nochri shorva lava pesach the divi Rav Yehuda. Rava would hold loke. Rav Acha by Yaakov would say ain't a loke. Rava bar loke because lo yalef yudas sar de achila nisar de riyah. What does achila have to do with bal yira bal yimat say? Rav Acha by Yaakov says no. There's no isra of achila on the chomet of a goy. Ain't a loke because yalef sar de achila nisar de riyah. The truth is that in the end, clearly, Hadar be Rav Acha b'Yaakov Yayi. The Tanya, Ha'ochel chomet shel hekdesh b'moed mo'al, v'yesh omrim lo mo'al. Now we have a five-way machlokes about who the yesh omrim is. Raman yesh omrim, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The Tanya, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Yoset, Yom HaKippurim ki Shabbat, v'tashlumim, ma Shabbat b'tchayet v'nafshor b'tor min v'tashlumim, because they come later to Rabbi v'nei, Af Yom HaKippurim mitchayev benaf shupatur mitashlumim. And here you have the kamlei b'rabbi minei of the Yisrach Hilat Chametz b'karet. Rav Yosef Amar, no. Question over here, it's going on libid Rav Yosef Aglili. And the machlokis is whether podin et hakadoshim la'achilan leklavim, which makes it valuable, or not. So man yom amal katsavar podin et hakadoshim la'achilan leklavim, therefore it's worth money. Man yomar loma al kasavar ain't podin et hakadoshim la'achilan leklavim. Rav Acha bar Rava says, that's not what Rav Yosef said. What Rav Yosef said was this, the kuliyama ain podin et hakadoshim la'achilan leklavim. The only question over here is the value li'achar ha'pesach, even though now it doesn't have any value. So Acha bar Acha miflugay. B'dover ha'gorim l'mamon mamon dami. And since after Pesach it's worth money, it might as well be worth money now. And it's going out, leave it to Rabbi Shimon, who holds it's worth money after Pesach. Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar, the kuliyama davar agorim l'mamon k'mamon dami, v'alchum aplut to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon k'miflugay. Man diyama lo ma'alk, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's valueless after Pesach because there's a separate Isser of Achila Na'anoli Achra Pesach, Uman Yom Ramok Rabbi Shimon. Now this makes no sense for Rav Acha bar Yaakov to have said, because Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the very source of the idea that Rabbi Yehuda is Yolif Sar de Achila, Misar de Riyah, and therefore there would be no Isser of Achila's Chometz of Hegdesh. So why does he say it would be valueless L'Achra Pesach? Ella, there's no question at all. Rabbi Rav Acha bar Yaakov Ayi, he must have changed his mind. Rav Ashi Amar, the Kuli Alma ain't paid in v'dovar garam l'mamon laf kamam v'dami v'ach v'plukta rabiyos aglida v'rabbanan kam yiflege man yom amal, because right now it's worth money, because Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter bana, anybody's chometz is mutter bana. Man yom amal loma k'rabbanan amar rab chometz bizmano bein b'mino bein shalo b'mino asur shalo bizmano b'mino asur shalo b'mino mutar. First, let's determine b'may askinan. How could we say shalom bizmano shalom b'mino would be mutar? Hayoyiv taima ela b'mashal. So therefore, chometz bizmano ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino as asur. Why? Because rav l'taimi the rav shmuel the amatav hakol isur shabato rav b'mino b'mashal shalom b'mino as tam. Except that rav is also gazar chometz bizmano shalom b'mino atum mino, and that's why he's makom. But shalom bizmano b'mino it's asur because the older Rabbi Yehuda, and shalom b'mino is mutter because what do you want him to do? Make a knas, a gezera of shalom bizmano v'shalom b'mino otum mino where it would be bizmano and it would be a chiyuv karis. Ah, come on, kulei hai lo gazrin. That's two steps. Shmuel amar chomez bizmano b'mino atu shalom b'mino mutter shalom bizmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino mutter. So let's take that step by step. Chometz bizmano b'mino asur. That's a Shmuel. Remember that he agreed that Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tavayu called it Shem Shabbatorah b'mino asurim b'mashu. And that's exactly what I'm saying over here. But shalom b'mino as nonetheless b'nosin tam, even here, because shalom b'mino atu mino lo gazer. He doesn't agree with Rabbi's gezerah. How about liyachizman shalom bizmano bein b'mino ben shalom b'mino? It's completely mutter. And that's Rabbi Shimon, who also has no iser of chometz shavah lava pesach at all. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chometz bizmano ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino asur only benotein tam shalom bizmano ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino mutar. Explain chometz bizmano ben b'mino ben shalom b'mino benotein tam. This is Rabbi Yochanan's standing approach to the dinam of tarovet. Rabbi Yochanan Lataime, the Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, the Amri Tarvayu, Kol Yisurin Sheba Torah, Bein Beminan, Bein Shalom Beminan, Arbenot in Tam. And why does he say Shalom Bizmano, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino Mutar? Because he holds of Rabbi Shimon that there's no Isser of Chomesh Rav Abba Pesach. Omar Rava, Hilchita Chomesh Bizmano, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino, is Osir Bemashu because of Rav and his Gezerah. And shalom bizmano bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino is mutter because we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Why don't we make a gezer the knas that asus chomet shalom bizmano? Why doesn't that apply to tarovets? That we'll have to see later.